You study history, our forefathers came. They did not build a Christian nation. They built a free nation. Why did people clamor from Europe to come here? Because of their Christendom. Because they wanted to be free to express their faith in Christ. They found suppression in Europe. They put it all on the line. They sold everything they had, got in a boat to go a place they'd never been. They prayed in the harbors. They prayed on the bay in Pensacola. That's why Mobile Bay was on the old map, says Holy Spirit Bay. That's why they came. Everybody was not a Christian. No. You become a Christian one by one by one. But they looked for liberty. They looked for freedom. Our Anabaptist brothers, some of them it cost their lives to stand for Christ. They came here to be free. Free. That's what we celebrate this weekend. I very rarely mention it, and I've not been active for a while. I do it a little bit, but I have in a safe at home a coin collection I started as just a little boy. I have a silver dollar. This is like real silver, not fake silver. Every coin I have in that collection has the same words on it. In God we trust. It's the motto of our land. It was first put on our coinage following that tragic civil conflict in the 1860s. We don't know how much Lincoln had to do with it, but it was under his administration that you found a phrase like this. But it was Eisenhower who signed the bill from Congress that made it the motto of America, 1956. In God we trust. There's always a bill coming to Congress. There's a bill for everything. There's always a bill that arises to say, take that off the coinage, off the paper money. So far, it remains. For a year or two, they put it on the edge of some coins rather than on the face. I think it belongs front and center. In God we trust. Not everyone who says in God we trust is a Christian. You can say there's a God, but until you come to Jesus, you've not met God. It's not enough to say, oh, I believe in God, because it was Jesus himself who said in John 14 in verse number 6, Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life, and no man from Alabama, no man from South Africa, no man from China, no man from Brazil comes to me. They can't get to the Father, but they come through me. You see, Jesus is the only way to know God. He came and gave his life, and he died for us. Jesus is God, and in God we do trust. We put our full trust. He is the only way to God. There is no other. That, hear me, that's what our forefathers came here for. That if they wanted to be that narrow-minded, they were free to be that. And it's a battle we fight today. that we keep the doors open to evangelical and Baptist churches that preach the gospel of the exclusivity of Jesus Christ. But friend, He is not only the open way, the only way, He is the open way. He has opened wide the door and He has said, whosoever will, come. Come to Me. Now, freedom does not mean you do whatever you want to. No, sir. Just because you can doesn't mean you should. We are a land of liberty, but we are a land of law and legislation. We don't always get it right. We've had laws that were wrong. We have some that are wrong today, when you lay them beside the Word of God. But still, it is a land of liberty, a land of law, a land of legislation. Is it perfect? Someone said that in their testimony. My soul, as long as you are here and I'm here, it's not going to be perfect. And as long as our children and grandchildren are here, well, not my grandchildren, but your grandchildren, it's not going to be perfect. Because we're sinners all. We need a Redeemer. And the Redeemer is come. And Jesus said, I'm the way. I'm the way. Every time I read that scripture, I think of my preaching mentor, Dr. Stephen Olford. His father was a missionary in Angola. And he would go into the villages and he would preach. And he tells the story. I've heard him say it and I've read where he's written it. That his father went to a little village, and after preaching the gospel, he asked the chief of the village, he said, I want to get across to two other villages, but I don't know the way, and the forest is so thick, I don't think I can make it. And the chief, who had become a believer, summoned a young man and said, take him there. And they started through that thick forest. And about halfway through, Dr. Olford's father asked him, sir, are you sure we are going? Do you really know the way to get there? Dr. Olford said, the young warrior looked at him. He said, you see these marks on these trees? He said, I do. He said, I made those when I came through here the first time. He said, do you see this hatchet in my hand? I've used it to cut the way before. And he said, thirdly, do you see these marks on my body? I've been here before. Then Dr. Olford said the young man hit himself in his chest and he said, sir, I am the way. Follow me and we will make it. And Dr. Olford said, I had never seen such a poignant illustration of who Jesus was. And he came and said, look at the marks on my body. I, sir, am the way. Hear me, Olive Baptist Church is not the way. I am not the way, but Jesus the Nazarene, in Him, you can trust. He is the way. If you've never trusted Him, we're praying tonight you would put your faith and your trust in Jesus Christ. When we finish, after a couple of three more songs, I'm going to invite you to go out in the foyer. I'm going to be standing out there. There's some what we call next step tables. If you'd like to talk to somebody on this night, about your soul, about your faith, about a church. You say, if they would welcome these, would they welcome me? You come and we will with open arms welcome you. In God, we trust. There is another phrase that we saw on Monday. E pluribus unum. America needs that again tonight. We preached it this morning. All people one together. We're unified. May God grant that we be one with Christ and one with each other. Saying as the coinage does in your pocket, in God we trust.